Morning, today's daf is daf tes. Unfortunately, it's another day recording the shiur at home. Unfortunately, we don't know when this will end, but Mirz Hashem, we should see a yeshua very, very soon. So the Gemara in daf tes begins at the very top line, Achayim Omrim, that others say that when it comes to this skupa, which is a threshold, that in between the doorway and the outside, the din is Meshamesh Shtei Rishios. It serves a function of two different Rishios. If it's a Rishios HaYachid, adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, so that is skupa, depending on whether the door is open or closed, it's going to serve as an extension of Rishus Yochid and sometimes as an extension of Rishus HaRabim, as the Gemara explains. Bizmanche Pesach Pasuach, when the doorway is open to the Rishus Yochid, is viewed as Klifnim. It's viewed as part of the Rishus Yochid. When the Pesach is no, when the door is closed, it's viewed as Kilachutz, as the outside is part of the Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, V'yafa gav delesle lechi. So even though there's no lech, we haven't learned much about lechi. Lechi is a discussion in Erevin that when it comes to a mavoi is an alleyway that connects a rishus hayachid to a rishus rabbim. So in order to carry in the mavoi, you need to be enclosed, you need there to be a lechi. So the assumption right now is that if we're talking about a mavoi, not rishus hayachid to rishus rabbim, but a mavoi which connects to a rishus rabbim. So it says you're allowed to carry the scoop up is an extension of the mavoi if the doorway is open. And the Gemara says, is that really true? Even if there's no lechi, there's no little tiny piece of wood or tiny hecker on the wall that reminds you that you're allowed to carry within the area? V'hamar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav Tocha Pesach, the Pesach of the mavoi going to the outside, so the Pesach entrance area, the Tocha Pesach, which is really the scoop up, the threshold from the mavoi to the Rishus Rabbim, Tarach Lechi Acher Latiro. If you want to carry within the mavoi, that's one thing. If you want to also carry in the skupa, in the Tocha Pesach, you also need a lechi there to permit that. So how come our Gemara implies that you don't even need a lechi? So the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me, Delesbe Arba Alba, maybe the only time you need a lechi to permit any skupa is only when the walls, the entranceway, has the sides of the walls there are 4x4, that the walls are 4 tvachim wide. But when there's less than 4 tvachim, you don't need a lechi to permit the iskupa. But v'hamar rav v'chamar bar guri, amar rav tocha pesach, afa pi she'en bo arba, even if this iskupa, this tocha pesach of the mavoi into Rishus Rabbim, even though it's less than 4x4, tzarech lechi acher latir, you do need a lechi. So regardless of the size of the tocha pesach, regardless of the size of the iskupa, you do need a lechi. So how come our Gemara applies, even without the lechi, you could carry in the area? So the Gemara says, "Amar v'yudah marav v'hacha b'iskupas mavoi eskinan." We're dealing with an iskupa of a mavoi, which is chetzio mikore v'chetzio she'ena mikore, where half of the iskupa is covered by a roof, and the other half is not covered by the roof. Now, another way, lechi is a vertical piece of wood on the wall. A kora, a beam, is a horizontal on top. So the din is, if you have a kora on top, you have a roof on top of it. So if half of it's covered, half of it's not covered, as long as the beam is a tefach wide, so then the vikirio klape panim, and the beam is towards the inside of the entranceway, closer towards the mavoi, not next to the Rishus HaRabim, but closer to the mavoi. And pesach pasuach, if the doorway is open, so klefnim, so we view the entire iskupa, the entire threshold, as part of the entranceway of the mavoi. I mean, there's no lechi here, but there's a kore, there's a beam that drags the iskupa to the inside, to the mavoi when it's open. But if the pesach is null, if the entranceway, the door, is closed to the mavoi, so then we view the entire iskupa, even that which is underneath the beam, as klechutz, as part of the outside, part of the Rishus HaRabim. So that's the answer of Yehuda Barav. They're talking about, the scoop of a mavoi, but there's a korah, not a lechi. Comes on Rav Ashi says, no, Rav Ashi amar liom biskupas bayis askin. We're talking about a Rishus HaYachid, a house, which is next to Rishus HaRabim. No mavoi, a Rishus HaYachid, a house. Ukigon shekira b'shtei karos. It's a unique situation where there are two beams that are on top of the iskopa. So even though normally you need a korah that's a tefach wide, here you have two korahs, neither which are tefach, but they are she'ein bazeh arba tefachim, ve'ein bazeh arba tefachim. Neither one has four tefachim. Normally when it comes to, you want to turn that iskopa into a shisha yachim. So you want to have it covered, you need four tefachim to have it covered, to have the width of it covered. But the problem is that each korah is less than four tefachim. So now the din would be the shlosha, And in between each one, there's less than three tefachim. With less than three tefachim, we know that's the dinner of lavud. We can combine them, view them as being together. The delas be'emsa, now there's a door. So what's happening is there's a door in the center of the iskopa. Now above the door, it's like empty. On the side of the front of the door, is a small beam. Behind the door, there's another beam going horizontally. So the din would be, can you combine these two beams together to have the distance, a width of four tefachim to be considered a covered area, thereby an extension of the house? So the Gemara explains, if it's true when the Pesach is Pasuach, when the delos, the door is open, so there's no interruption, there's no hefsek between the lavud, in which case you view this as an extension kilfrim, as Rishis Yachid, you can carry in the iskupa. But if it's Pesach is null, if the door is closed, now the door is closed smack in the middle of each of the beams, so you can no longer have lavud work anymore, so then we view the iskupa as kilchutz, as the outside. So that's the equation according to Rav Ashi. The Gemara now says, last few lines of Tesam and Aleph here, Vimha Yisa iskupa Givah Asara, Virachava Arba. If the iskupa, if this threshold area is surrounded 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 tefachim wide, Harei Zeh Rishus La'atzma, this serves as an independent Rishus. It's a Rishus Yachid. It's not part of the Rishus Rabbim. It's not part of the Rishus Yachid of the Bias. It's its own Rishus. It's 10 tefachim high walls, and it's 4 tefachim, 4 by 4 tefachim in terms of width and length. So it serves as its own din. So the Gemara says, Mesai Le, this supports the din of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Damar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Omer Hayar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would say, Kol Makum She'atamotzi Shtei Rishus, Vein Rishus Achas. If you have two adjacent Rishus that are the same type, meaning if two Rishus Yachids next to each other, one is bigger, one is smaller, could go an Amud be Rishus Yachid, be Gavah Asara, be Rachav Arba. You have a pillar that's 10 tefachim high, 4 by 4 in the width. So that's a Rishus Yachid in its own right, but it's also situated in a larger Rishus Yachid. The din is that Midirabban and also Lekantif Alav. You can't carry from the Rishus Yachid the Chatzar and put on top of the pillar. Why? It's all one Rishus. It's Rishus Yachid, two Rishus Yachids. What's the problem? The Gemara says, "Asim midrabanan gzeres shema tail rishus rabim." The person might think, "Oh, if I've got a mound in rishus rabim, it should be the same din." But a guy doesn't realize that a tail, a mound that's 10 tefachim high and 4x4 wide, that's a rishus yachid. To carry from rishus rabim to a rishus yachid would be an isim midraisa. So, because of that concern, they said, just like it's just in order that no one does that rishus rabim, they said even in a rishus yachid, one shouldn't take from rishus yachid to put it on top of a mountain or a pillar in a rishus yachid. Here too as well, by iskopa, a person shouldn't carry from a house to a separate Rishus Yachid, unless, of course, there would be an Erev Chateres. Okay, so that ends our discussion of very, very complicated topics of Erevin and Hotzah. Now we get to much softer topics on Amud Beis. The mission begins in the very top. Lo yeshiv adam lefnei asapar, a person should not stand in front of the, sit in front of the barber, samech lemincha, next to mincha, ad shispal, until he's davened, and the reason is because we're concerned that if he's going to get so involved in the haircut, he might forget to daven. Lo yichanei sadon lemerchatz, a person should not enter into a bathhouse, velo lebursiki, not to a leather tanner, velo leechel, he shouldn't go to eat, velo ladu, not to a din Torah, because all these things can be dragged out and he might miss tefillah. Vimischil, if a person began any of these things, and then he realized he didn't daven yet, we don't stop. But if he didn't say Shema yet, mafsik in the Kriya Shema, we do stop for Shema, but ain't mafsik in the Tefillah, we don't stop for Tefillah. As Rashi says, mafsik in the Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is a din deraisa. Tefillah, according to most, is only midirabanan. The Rambam does hold that Tefillah is actually midirabanan once a day. The Rambam holds it's ace and tzara. But the simple understanding of the mission, without explaining the Shita of the Rambam, is that Tefillah is only midirabanan. So lichachila, one should daven before any of these. But if he didn't, he does not need to stop. But you do have to stop in order to recite Shema. Now, Tosis does point out here, it's only true if you were, let's say, having a meal, you didn't daven yet, you could continue the meal. It's only true, dafka b'di'ika shels b'yom l'spal, if there's enough time to daven. But if you see that this man's running out, then you certainly would have to stop your meal and stop the haircut in order to daven Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says, now, hey, samech l'mincha, when it says that a person should not sit in front of the barber or any of these other activities, close to mincha, which mincha time are we describing? Ilei l'mincha gedola. Mincha gedola, which is much earlier in the day, let's say around 12:30 or so, and nowadays maybe like 1:30. So then, amaylo, what's the problem with getting a haircut at 1:30? What's the problem with getting going to the bath at 1:30? There's plenty of time. Ha'ika shos b'yumatuva. There's so much time to dab. Ela samech l'mincha katana, referring to later on in the day, where there's only an hour and a half or so left until to say mincha, then we're concerned you're pressed for time, then the person shouldn't engage in these activities until he's davened first. In mischilu, so ein mafsik, and if he began the haircut, or began the meal, or began the bath, so then we say you don't have to stop it, you could finish the meal. Sinema teve tiyufta de Rabbi Shubha Levi, let's say that this goes against the position of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi came in shegiyas man tefilas mincha. Once it's man tefilah comes, it's man tefilas mincha. Also, l'adam shiyitam klum kodem shiyas balal tefilas mincha. A person is not allowed to taste anything before he davened. So it sounds like from this, a person should stop regardless of whether he started or not. So the Gemara says that the Gemara answers lo liolam samach l'mincha gadol. You're right. By samach l'mincha l'katana, that everybody agrees that you'd have to stop in order to daven. But here, we're talking about mincha gadola. So mincha gadola, so the question becomes, we said, why can't you go into a bathhouse and get a haircut mincha gadola? There's so much time before davening ends. So the Gemara says here, we're not talking about stam haircut. Ptasporis ben alasha. Who is that? So the Gemara explains that he ben alasha, or Lasa, was the son of Rebbe, and he spent a lot of money to figure out how the Kohen Gadol's haircut would be. The Gemara describes in a few places the Kohen Gadol had a very unique haircut where he had to cut so short whereby each hair touched the bottom of the hair next to it. So he spent a lot of money figuring this out. So that type of haircut, a guy's getting a haircut of the Kohen Gadol, so then that could take a long, long time. That's when we say not to engage in that activity, even by Mincha Gadolah. And the Gemara says, V'lola Merchatz, when he said don't go to the bathhouse, we're not talking about a Stam Merchatz, L'kula Milsa de Merchatz, referring to that a guy's not Stam just going into to steam, he's going into to wash his hair, and to shower, and to the hot water, and the cold water, and a whole long spa, not just Stam shower that we have in the house. And when it says, V'lola Burski, L'Burski Dola, not talking about a Stam Burski, a large tanning house, which a person could get so overwhelmed if you get started, that's why we said not to. And v'lo le'echol b'suda gadola, when you're not to eat a meal, even by mincha gadola, that's referring to a large meal. What's a large meal? So Tosa says that a large meal is like a sudas erison, sudas nisuin, sudas mila, even sudas pidim naben. So when it's a large meal, that person shouldn't engage in until he's davened yet, even by mincha gadola. V'lo le'din b'tchias din, referring to the din Torah, when a person starts the arguments, that could be a long process of din Torah. So if it comes mincha time, then you haven't yet started the din Torah, you should first dive in mincha, and then afterwards begin the din Torah. So that's the understanding of the Gemara, mincha gedola. That's how we interpret the Mishnah. Comes along, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Liolam betasparas didan. Saying, no, we're not talking about any fancy type of haircut. Even our haircut, a person shouldn't get a haircut, mincha gedola. Because the chachila amaylo, yeshiv, why not sit? There's plenty of time to daven. I'll get a haircut, it takes 10 minutes, and then I'll have 4 hours to daven still. So Gemara explains that Rav Acha explains Gezer Shema Yishaver Hazug. Maybe the scissors will break, and you're going to have to go look for another one. You're not going to sit there with half your hair cut, half of it not cut. So that might take a process to find another scissor to get fix your haircut. And when it says Lola Merchatz, not going to a bath, not a fancy bath where you're doing a whole spa, hot water, cold water, this and that. Lazi ba'ama lechachila ma'lo, just simply to steam. So what's wrong with that? Gezer Shema Yisalfa. Maybe you're going to get tired, get exhausted, you go to sleep, you'll pass out, and you'll miss tefillah. Lola Bursuki, Liuna Ba'alma, even that, simply to just look at the Burski, take a look, even that's a problem by Mincha Gedola, because perhaps you're going to see Dilma Chazi Pseida Bizvina, you're going to see some of your merchandise going bad, a loss, Umacha, you're going to get involved in that, and that might spend six, 7 hours. Lola Echel Besuda Ktana, not even to eat a small meal would be a problem, he says, by Mincha Gedola, Lichachila Amayla, what's wrong with eating a small meal? Maybe your meal is going to last a long time, as meals sometimes do, even small meals. Therefore, make sure to daven first. And v'lo l'din b'gemar din l'chachila amaylo. And when it comes to din Torah, even a gemar din, even just saying the psak of this person's chai, that person's pater, that person's zakai, even that's problematic. Why? Because dilma, chazi time of a sasadina, perhaps you're going to see some other reasoning, some other argument, and undo the entire din Torah and have to start all the way from the beginning. So that's Rav Acha bar Yaakov's approach, and that's actually what's brought down L'alacha in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Tzvini Reish Lamed Beis, that person really, when he's involved in Mincha, when it comes to Mincha Gedola, he should not get involved in any of these activities because it could overlap and be extended, missing tefillah. Now, one point I mentioned before that even though we're Masechah Shabbos, and one were to read this Mishnah, you might think we're referring to Erev Shabbos, but Rashi makes it clear all the way in the top of the Mishnah, referring to even on a regular day, even Bechol, these are concerns. The Gemara now says, it's actually a fascinating discussion of Shvus Yaakov about Chanukah, just for a moment. We know it's brought down that it's better to light with the Sheven Zayis than it is to wear light with wax. Now, there are those who light wax better because the flame might be a little bit sharper and pure than olive oil, but typically olive oil is better. So let's say a guy is machmir in olive oil. But he wasn't able to find olive oil in the marketplace, so he ended up lighting the Hanukkah candles with wax. And then he's in the middle of the lighting. It's a strange case, but he's in the middle of lighting. And then he begins preparing the lighting, and then someone found the olive oil for him. So is it right for him to change, to remove the wax, and then to light and using olive oil? So he says that once a person started with the mitzvah of Neir Shoshava, you should finish it with Neir Shoshava, and you shouldn't switch over to olive oil. So the reason is, he says, based on the Gemara here, this Mishnah, that when a person, if you started the mitzvah of tefillah, even the lichachilu, you should daven before getting a haircut and daven before eating a meal. A person started the haircut, the person started the meal, you should finish it. In mitzchilu, a mafsikin. Here as well, he felt, since the person started with the lighting with wax, we're not matriachim to go ahead and start lighting with olive oil at that point. Okay, back inside the Gemara. The Gemara now says, me'imasai ischalas taspar. At what point do you consider beginning the getting a haircut? Now, at some point, he realizes that, wait a second, he starts driving to the barber. And he says, I didn't daven mincha yet. Is his driving to the barber considered his chilu? He started the process and he doesn't have to stop for mincha. He could get a haircut first? Or no, it's not until he starts getting the haircut. At what point does the barber consider tasporas begin? So, Amar Rav Avin, Mishenich, Ma'afora, Shel, Sfar, Sapar, Ma'al Birkov, when they put the little cloth on your knees or perhaps around your neck, they snap it around your neck. At that point would be when the haircut starts. Umei Masai Haschalas Merchatz, when does a bath begin? Amar Rav Avin, Mishayara, Ma'afaraso, Hey Manu. So when he starts referring to one of the outer begadim, you start to take off when you're getting ready for the bath. That's the suda, it's the sum of a handkerchief. You put it on your knees of some sort. So the din would be that, I'm not sure where you wear it exactly, rather around your head maybe, or around your clothing. You wear it somewhere, and when you take that off, that means the beginning of the merchatz has begun, and you don't have to stop the daven mincha. So then, ve'masai haschalas bursaki, at what point does the tanning leather process begin? So the Gemara explains to me, sheyikshir bein ksefav, when they tie between the shoulders, the arms, they don't want the arms to get in the way, so they tie some of the arms, I don't know exactly how it's structured, but they tie something behind them so it doesn't hang over. That's when the process of the bursaki begins. And then, ve'masai haschalas achilu, when does eating begin? So Rav Amar Mishitol Yadav, when you wash your hands, that's when the meal has begun. Rav Chanina Amar Mishiyate Chagora, when you begin to loosen up your belt to allow your stomach to expand to eat up a little bit. So there's a machlokas. The Gemara says, really, v'lo pligi, there is no machlokas. Halon or Halahu, one is how we do it here in Bavel, one is how they do it in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi explains which is which, six signs up from the bottom. Halon v'aluhu, b'nei Bavel hayuchogun es atzman v'chozek. In Bavel, they'd wear tight clothing, they wear tight belts. So they'd have to kshochlin tzichelat here. When they need to eat, they need to unbuckle a couple of rungs in order to allow the stomach to fill up. They wouldn't remove their belt, they wouldn't loosen their belt, and for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, it depends on washing the hands. The Tosis, rather, the Gemara says in the bottom last six lines of the Amud here, Amar Abai, Hani Chavrin Bavloi, Leman Damar Tfias Arvis, those people who live in Bavel, so when those who hold that Arvis is only Rishus, came in the Shar Lehim Minu, Lo Matrichan Lu. So once they began loosening your belt in order to eat their meal, there is no need to stop the daven. Because Marv's only Rishus. At nighttime, it's only Rishus, not a big deal. But however, Laman Damar Chova, the ones who think it's actually a Chova to daven Marva, Mitachina Lay, we do Machiach them to daven Marva. And even though they've begun the meal, even though they have loosened their belt, it doesn't bother us. We make them daven because Marv is a Chova. Now, Toz asks the question, why are you so concerned with Marv being a Chova Rishus? What about Kriyashma? Kriyashma is a Daraisa. That's a much higher level than Tefillah, which is only Midirbanan, whether it be Rishus or Chova. So Toz says it has to be a situation whereby they already recited Kriyashma. Toz points out as well, where he points out in several places in Shas, that when the Gemara says Arvis is Rishus, it only means a Rishus that you have another competing factor. But if there's no competing factors, Marv is a Chova. You have to daven Marv. It's only when there's another mitzvah that has to be done that we call it Rishus, but really is a Chova, Be'etzim. Be the way back to the Gemara, we see from here that the Gemara suggests that the need to stop the meal or not depends whether or not Marv is a Rishus or Marv is a Chova. So the Gemara says, V'ha'tfiyas mincha t'chuyam b'chova. Everyone agrees tfiyas mincha is a Chova. And that would mean that you should stop your meal to daven mincha. But tonight our Mishnah tells us here in Daf Tesim Abayis, im ischilu im afsikin. If a person has begun his meal, we don't make him stop for mincha. So how come Abai says when it comes to Mariv, those who hold the Mariv is a Chova, we do make him stop the meal, but for mincha we don't make him stop the meal? So if Amar b'chinin mishiyate chagoro, removing the belt, loosening the belt means you've begun the meal, you don't have to stop for mincha. So if you don't have to stop for mincha, why would you have to stop for Mariv? And so the Gemara answers on the top of Daf Yud, Hasim lo shchichi shichras, hacha shchichi shichras. Because Rashi says, when it comes to mincha, lo shchichi shichras, people don't get drunk during the daytime. Ain't derech lishtak el bimodio. Fika gomer yispala. Let the guy finish his meal, and then he can daven. His meal's not going to stir his tefillah afterwards. Aval belayla, nighttime, asuim lishtak, it's very common for people to get drunk. Besudasam, there's a concern if we let him finish his meal, he might get drunk and not be able to daven marv. That's why marv were more machmir. Inami, alternatively, the Gemara suggests, we're talking about a situation, but mincha, kevin the kvila zimna. Since mincha is a set man, they have to daven before nightfall, and mirtas v'lo'asi l'mifshe, a person so concerned, so nervous, he's so anxious, he's going to miss a mincha, so even if he finishes a meal, we know for sure he'll have the pressure to daven. But arvis, kevin the chuli laila, zman arvis, there's no set time to daven arv, you can daven arv all night long, there's no pressure. Lo mirtas, he doesn't have the sense of fear, he's not scared, v'lo'asi l'mifshe, it's very likely he'll forget it, that's why by mar we make him stop. So asks the Gemara, Maskele Rav Sheish, is it Trichusa, the Mesa Himnus, Hamyanai? Is it such a big deal? I don't understand. So he said, if he undoes his belt, we don't make him stop to daven. What's a big deal? Just tighten the belt. It's not a tircha to do that. The Ode, Leika Hacha Blitzai, let him stand there, let his belt be loose, and daven with the belt being loose. What's the big deal? Loosening a belt, is it too much of a tircha to put it back together? That he should do have the meal and not daven? That's a very strange thing. And the Gemara says, no, it's not stam. Bishum shenemar, hikol nirkas elokecha Yisrael. We don't just daven in a stam way. You have to be prepared. The belt has to be tight. You have to look neat and clean. And for that reason, the moment the belt has been loosened, that indicates he's not prepared to daven. He's prepared to eat. And we let him have his meal nonetheless. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day. Be safe and healthy.